Hey, how you doing? Welcome to Melissa Gone Fishing. I've shut down my social medias, all except Facebook, which I am in the process of unfriending 3,000 people. You got to do that crap one by one. I'm in the D's. Anyway, what I have for you lined up right now is a conversation between me and my son. He is 18 years old, and this was the first time he got to vote. And he wanted to talk about the election. And I recorded it with his permission. He knows he was being recorded. But we just talk about fear and what's next. So please take a listen. After that, hit subscribe and give me a rating. It'd be greatly appreciated because I like to get my word out and help other people get through this and to tell people it's time to get out of the bubble. Please enjoy. Thank you.
A lot like 2016 when I woke up. And I remember in the 2016 election, Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump. Remember it being very hectic, right? The night before. You know, yeah. You don't know who's going to win. And I just went to bed. And then the next morning, I go to Dad's room, and Dad's like, all right, Cheyenne, you know, Donald Trump won, you know. And then it was the same thing 8 years later. So that was me when I was 10.
Right.
Now I'm 18.
And this is your first time voting.
First time voting.
And for this to happen, I mean, that has to kind of hurt.
You know,
The Gen Zers. What are the Gen Zers thinking? You know, will they vote again, or they might think that their vote doesn't count? How do you feel about that, honestly?
I don't know how to feel because it's my first time voting.
Right.
So, you vote for someone, and if you win or if you lose, I don't know.
Now, I know you said at the beginning that you were having a hard time voting for either. Especially with Kamala Harris because of Gaza and the Palestinians.
I really wish ceasefire, just stop war.
Get the hostages home.
Yeah.
You know, Netanyahu's actually fired two of his key cabinet members, and one of them, I might not be exact on this, but I think he was the director of war. You know, so Netanyahu is acting, I don't know, as a dictator. That's how we see it over here. Trump now will be a dictator. And Putin is a dictator. So it's kind of, do you know that this is going to cause Ukraine to fall? Trump's already said it. He's not going to give any money to Ukraine, and he's going to straighten this thing out with Russia and Ukraine. Yeah, what that means is that whatever Putin says, either eat it or I bomb you into, you know, the Stone Ages.
Well, the dog's barking is going to interrupt this recording.
No, it's okay. This is supposed to be natural conversations. That's going to be my point of this podcast, is having conversations with you, with new people that I meet and try to befriend and just talk, you know, about life and what and how they see the world. I feel sorry for you guys because you're going to have to live through fascism. They're now going to control the executive, legislative, and the Supreme Court. The white Christian nationalists got their hands on all three branches and are going to bring this country to its knees. And that's what Project 2025 by the Heritage Foundation was all about. I can't understand it. Explain to me, why is it that we showed them in writing what they were saying? We had proof. And all Trump had to do was say, oh, I don't know anything about it.
He did say that. He did say,
yeah,
I had nothing to do with it.
I had nothing to do with it. You know what Kamala said?
Kamala says he's got his DNA all over it. Mm. So, I don't want you to feel like you can't vote again, because I know right now I feel deflated, you know, but that's why
I said... Well, didn't Trump say, once you vote for me, you won't have to vote anymore, right?
Right.
And what does that tell you? Well, you're taking away democracy.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't just say that. You can't just say, once you guys vote, you're never going to vote. I mean, come on, he did say this, didn't he?
Yeah.
So...
And, you know, if it comes down to it, we're just talking about, like, one or two votes here or there changing the whole fabric of America. We won't be able to recognize it. It's going to be third world.
Third world.
We're just lucky that we live in California. Yeah. We are. And the thing is that I don't know if you remember this, but, you know, he had a thing with not helping the blue states versus the red states. You know, in their time of need and needing FEMA, like when we needed wildfire relief, he held it back. He was being a douchebag about it. That's how he's going to treat people. He's going to start throwing people in jail. He's going to fire people. You're going to see that, you know, he's going to try to lock up Adam Schiff. He's going to try to, you know, lock up Pelosi, maybe Hillary Clinton, anybody he doesn't like. He's going to tell his DOJ and FBI, go get him. How does that make you feel that he's not going to do anything for you? It's just all going to be about him.
Well, I feel like the man is so old that he's probably going to be, I don't know. We'll just see if he's the right fit for America. Maybe he will take a shit on everything, or maybe the sun will shine. Who knows what... No one even knows what's going to happen tomorrow, so who's to say what's going to... You know, how bad things could get or are going to get. I'm not afraid or fearful like a lot of Americans are. Okay. I believe fear is... your biggest controller. I mean, who's the real president of the United States? It's fear. Let's be honest here.
And that's all he did. Fear-mongered for over a year. Did it when he was on office too, but while he's been campaigning, that's all he's been doing. Are you going to vote in the next election?
I don't have a choice.
Really?
I don't have a choice. That can either mean two things. Either I won't have the ability to vote, or it's my duty to vote. Isn't it an American duty to vote?
Yeah. So, I feel like it's your passage to calling yourself a citizen.
Mm-hmm. So...
it's your right. And that's just what I don't understand. If... what happened if 15 million Democrats didn't show up this time around like they did in 2020? Where the hell did those 15 million people go? I didn't think that our numbers were going to be so bad in some places. I got a glimpse of it. I didn't watch the news today or anything. I wanted to decompress. Went out to lunch with your dad, and we went to go see that movie Here. H-E-R-E. It was by Robert Zemeckis. It had Robin Wright and Tom Hanks in it. They did Forrest Gump. She was Jenny. And, of course, he was Forrest. So, anyway, it was kind of an artsy-fartsy kind of piece to me. I really didn't like the production of it. And the acting and the writing was just so bad. So bad. Oh my God. I really, there was one good part about the Lazy Boy and how that kind of, you know, came about. So that was a funny, you know, line, and that's the only thing that kept me entertained the whole time was that storyline. But, yeah, wait for that stuff to come out on streaming. Don't need to see that. It's really bad acting and bad writing. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm going to have these conversations with you, your brothers, your dad, random people that I meet on the street, perhaps, and just put myself in this situation to talk to people and get to know people more. And, you know, how do they see the world? I don't know if you remember this growing up, but there was this very famous dress.
Well, if you want to do that, then you're... that podcast wouldn't can't be, well, yeah, you can talk politics, but it can't be geared left or right, really.
What I'm saying is that, you know,
you'd have to actually sit down and talk to people that you don't agree with.
Yeah, just to sit down and talk to anybody and see what's going on in their head and how they see the world, because I feel like that we have this, you know, double reality. But the thing is that before you interrupted me, what I was trying to say is that people didn't realize that people saw in different colors. Now, I always knew about colorblind. Excuse me.
What you're saying? Yeah. Well, back to the election results. So Trump won, and it feels exactly like it did 8 years ago.
Yeah.
Or it's not really like... it's not really like, oh, there's a sense of doom or something bad is going to happen. Because we made it through those 4 years, 2016 to 2020. And then now we had Joe Biden up until now. And now it's back to Trump again. So we're back in Trump land for another 4 years. But the good news is he can't run again. So, after these 4 years, whatever he does is done. But...
do you think he'll still be alive? We might get J.D. Vance.
Well, just talking from a health perspective, he is old, you know. Anyone can pass away. Especially Joe Biden.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like a dubba at this point.
Yeah. You know, they didn't use him a lot at the end. At the campaign, they kind of kept him out of sight. And I think that was a huge mistake on their end. Everybody likes it when Dark Brandon comes out. Do you think that people would accept? He said he wouldn't do it, but do you think people would accept it if he actually pardoned his son, Hunter Biden?
I don't know what Hunter Biden's charge was.
I think the charge.
I'm not educated on the Hunter Biden
but
situation.
He got. It was the...
he has, like, a laptop full of shit.
I don't know the whole thing about the laptop. I just know that, he was on drugs, and he went and got a gun, and one of the check boxes were, are you basically a drug addict, you know, or take drugs? And, of course, he said no. And then, so then they go back, and then they said, no, you were a drug addict when you signed that piece of paper. You know, and we're going to prove it. I mean, he tried to fight it. I don't know. It was just Congress that started it, and they just started bullying Hunter to try to get into power like they have, and it worked. There was so much smoke and mirrors and, you know, squirrels, you know, like Peanut going here, going there, and, you know, poor Peanut died. But that seemed like the only thing that they said got the right Donald Trump's people to actually go out and vote was this squirrel called Peanut. And did you see that story?
Yeah.
That's crazy, right?
Story makes zero sense.
It doesn't. It makes zero sense.
I think it's fake. There's no way.
Thank you. I thought it was fake, too. I watched the TMZ interview, and I've seen him do a lot of interviews before.
Oh, my God. They got a warrant. They came into my house, and they killed my two pets for no reason.
Right, and they made me sit outside for so long, and they had to even take me to my bathroom.
Yeah, it sounds like a BLM situation. Yeah, don't post this.
It's all good.
It seems so bogus, like what? Why the police station would even care? Like, there's always a why do you care and a motive to, you know, doing shit like this, and it just doesn't make sense. Zero sense why this would happen. So I don't even think it's a justice issue in the country. I mean, what the fuck? What is that? FBI raiding? Well, not FBI, but, you know, police coming to your house, killing mm-hmm. your pets. Just doesn't make sense.
I know. It's just like, it was really weird, and the
And how does that garner support for Trump? I have no clue.
I know. It was just like this kind of meme thing going on. Because the thing is that it didn't... At the end, he was making no sense. Nobody was going to his rallies. He had that big flub with the Puerto Ricans, you know? Kamala actually explained to the black guys that that wasn't Trump that gave you that stimmy, you know, that stimulus check. He just put his name in the memo because he's that vain. Are you afraid about mass deportations, especially here in California?
For that to happen, a lot of things would need to happen first, and I don't think Supreme Court is going to allow it, so.
Oh, it's conservative now.
Well, I think any conservative with a pair of balls will realize
that. You need to learn about Clarence Thomas. That will be my next history lesson to you, and about what happened with Anita Hill.
Well, you think about it, right? Mass deportation. What is that? That's identical to the 1940s situation in Poland. So, am I scared of it happening? Yeah, and am I? But. You know, the movie Civil War always pops up in my mind in times like these.
Mm.
I don't know. I love that movie, but it's also like a spooky movie in the sense that what if this did happen to America and how bad that would be? Because the first Civil War to ever happen in America was devastating and had so many casualties, millions of Americans.
Brother on brother,
yep. And, you know, I just think having a mass deportation is gonna probably cause, you know, unnecessary conflict, and also you might wrongly deport citizens. And
so, that's the thing. So that's what happened when they were, you know, rounding up the Jews in Germany.
Yeah, you're gonna round up the wrong people, innocent. You're gonna round up the innocent, and you're
Everybody's actually innocent and should be rounded up like that. Well,
everyone was innocent, but I'm saying in this situation, the people that are gonna be targeted are children of immigrants, undocumented people.
I just saw something online telling the DACA kids to renew now.
So. I think President Trump is attacking the wrong issue. I mean, we shouldn't be attacking, people. We should be attacking, the diseases that affect people, that affect our health. We should be more focused on health care in our society.
Well, he wants to get rid of Obamacare.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to help anybody. I think you should be focused on healthcare, because then once you stop, okay.
He wants to make
it's not a problem unless it happens.
Okay,
to you,
well, the thing is that he's going to be appointing RFK Jr. to the Health and Human Services that oversees the FDA. He's an anti-vaxxer. He doesn't believe in vaccines, and he's a little crazy in the head. He's the one that had the parasite worm in his head. This is the guy that, you know, made it look like a bike accident with a dead bear in Central Park in New York, or that he took a chainsaw to a whale's head and put it up on his car. I mean, these were the stories that were just swirling around, and it was insane. But I feel like with social media and everything, that these realities that we were putting each other in, I remember waking up about a month or so ago, okay, let me turn on the news and see what I have to be mad about today. And then that's when it came up to me that what I'm going to do is turn off social media, talk to people, have new experiences, travel more, even if it's just around here at parks or whatever. I think that'll help, don't you? Just get off the grid, go fishing.
not get off the grid. I'd say just stop wasting time. You have all this time. You don't need to spend it rotting behind a screen.
True.
You should spend that time. I mean, you have life, right? A very special gift. And so do something with it. Don't do nothing. That's only going to make you more sad. Oh, I'm going to play these video games. I'm not going to chase my ambition of what I want to do. I want to be a filmmaker. I want to be an actor. I want to do this, that. I want to do that and the other. But I'm not doing anything to actually get me there. So I think just...
And tic-tacking on social media will definitely not get you there.
It's just there's a lot of distractions. And so... And this family is distracted easily.
Yeah.
And so are you. Yes. I mean, you have the fucking news running while you have your TikTok running at the same time. And I'm in the bathroom and I hear TikTok and the news at the same time. And my brain just wants to die when I hear that. Because it's two different dialogues filling the air. And it's just, it's chaos. And I don't want chaos in this house anymore. Yeah, one TV, that's fine. But having two audio sources playing at the same time, two screens, you're focused on one, not the other, it's disturbing to witness because overstimulated you can become that can damage your health.
Well, yeah, I think I've probably been overstimulated my entire life because when I grew up, the TV was the babysitter, you know, kind of thing.
And maybe, yes,
and that's where it started. And then as technology grew... And now you have, you know, in the palm of your hand and getting buzzed all the time with notifications. And yeah, I was watching way too much news, but it was always background noise. And then I was watching what was on my phone because I was on X trying to be what they call a keyboard warrior and just, you know, spouting truth, trying to be nice to people, trying to have some conversations, but... You know, with his bots and everything like that, it was a cesspool. I'm glad that I'm out of there. And so it was really weird not having it, but, you know, like I said, when I closed it up, it said gone fishing.
Yeah, so really reevaluate your relationship to digital media. And
I agree.
Maybe engage more in physical media, which is the real world.
Yeah, it's time to get out of the real world. I've been telling people to get out of their bubble, to get out of that echo chamber that they're in.
But the thing is, you're stuck in that. So you also need to take your own advice.
No, that's why I started this podcast, because that's what I came up with.
That's good.
Yeah, that's why I am doing this, because I was just like, I'm not going to sit here and watch the news. I fought that bastard for 4 fucking years, you know? I went to the Religious Freedom Center. I studied the First Amendment, human rights. I made a documentary, God Amongst Presidents. What else did I ran for office in 2018. Mm-hmm. I did everything. And going to protests like the Women's March, or taking you guys to protest down at the jails where they were holding, you know, these immigrants that weren't getting due process. And you met the governor yourself, remember, with your little sign that says gun should be just for video games, and you put, like, Mario on there? Mm-hmm.
Shooting belongs in video games.
Yep.
Yeah, I got to meet the governor. That was very special.
And we still have those pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So...
But likewise, even MAGA people experienced what you experienced just from their political standpoint, because, like...
When Biden won, you mean?
Okay, hold on. I'm talking about, like, older women that are Republican, like, far right. You know, 9/11 happens, and then they go into catatonic shock. And this actually happened to one man's mother, where she basically became kind of like you, except the opposite, and was worried about Muslims, you know, terrorizing going on and all that shit.
I mean, there's a lot. I remember when he lost in 2020, I came across a couple TikTok videos of a MAGA woman, I remember, just blubbering and crying and everything because he had lost. Mm-hmm. And so...
Why, you don't need to blubber and cry.
I blubbered and cried in 2016 with Hillary Clinton. Okay? But I didn't blubber and cry when she lost. I just became numb.
You can't.
I mean, why can't we just weaken to Bernie's Biden until the election and then, you know, then have Kamala in there for 4 years? Seems like everybody's willing to, you know, cross the line, break the law, be immoral. How the hell could you? That's like their side. And it's like this side, we want to be nonviolent, very peaceful. Give him the transfer of power that we wish that he would have given us back in 2017.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With January 6th.
Oh, so you did actually watch her concession speech. Her concede.
No, I didn't watch it. I haven't watched her concession speech.
But that's literally what she said.
What?
At her concession speech, that's what she said. She was talking about, yeah, let's give him the peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah, like he didn't give us.
Like he didn't get... Well, it was actually implied, actually.
Yeah.
She didn't outright say that. Like, the way that she worded it was pretty clever, I will admit.
Oh, okay.
Look, I actually have the video right here.
And that we will engage in a peaceful transfer of power.
Yeah. The way she delivered the line. In a peaceful transfer of power.
A fundamental principle of American democracy is that when we lose an election, we accept the results.
Yeah.
That principle, as much as any other, distinguishes democracy from monarchy or tyranny.
I actually really like this.
And anyone who seeks the public trust must honor it. At the same time,
in our nation,
we owe loyalty not to a president or a party, but to the Constitution of the United States.
Very true.
Hey, Foster.
I like how they show the one shot of Taylor Swift girl crying.
We're all crying, man. I haven't really, like I said, I haven't bawled out cry like I did. And then the thing is that in 2016, yeah, I did bawl out cry that whole night. But by the next morning, I was freaking coming out with Operation Ferris Wheel and trying to help unite the Democrats. And it didn't work, you know. It ended up becoming a good Twitter profile that I had that profiled the violence, you know, since Trump had been in.
I still think you still have a lot to provide for this country if you want to fight, you know, and I don't know if you have the energy and like the will to go through the hardship of that, you know.
The fight, yeah. That's why I'm saying I need to get off the grid. I just need to go fishing.
There's only so much, yeah.
And just try all this new stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Have some great conversations with you and just open a dialogue with other people. You know, and like I say, get out of the bubble, because I'm guilty of it. And this is why I can speak about it, is because I was in a bubble. You know, I had Trump signs all around me and I was in my little fishbowl here in my house and thinking I was just this own little blue dot. It's kind of a good thing that we put that American flag up, though, right?
What I don't get, though, is how come Trump's like policies are much more strict this time around, very aggressive this time around.
Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation, they've got it all laid out in their manifesto. They actually already have people trained to take over these jobs. They want to get rid of all civil servants. Crazy, right?
But how there's just no checks, no balances anymore.
Not when they own everything now. It's going to be like that for at least the next 2 years.
If there's tyranny in this country.
That's what we've been talking about.
Okay, well, Kamala Harris is talking about this. She's talking about we don't owe a duty to a president. We don't owe loyalty to President Trump. We owe loyalty to the Constitution is what she's saying.
Yes.
And what does the Constitution say? The Constitution yaps a lot about how... It doesn't yap. It actually talks about amazing things. I love the Constitution, actually. It talks about how when there is tyranny going on in a nation, that we are supposed to rise up and we are supposed to do what we have to do to get rid of it. But what does that imply? That implies civil war. But
yeah.
So then you gotta look at it from MLK's perspective. Like, how did MLK fight? He fought peacefully. He didn't fight with guns and shit. He fought with his words. Your tongue is the most powerful thing. It's more powerful than guns, nukes. Your tongue can set off a nuke. You can be the president and you can be like, hey, let's go nuke Korea. Let's do it. Boom. Who said that? Your tongue said that. That means an alien could come down to Earth and then kill Donald Trump, but then but then impersonate as him and then could say, all right, launch the nuke.
Okay, I think, what movie is that from? That has got to be from a movie.
I don't know, but I think that's hilarious.
Or you write the movie, but the thing is this shit's happening in real life. But you're hilarious. Thank you for talking with me, and hopefully we'll have more of these conversations in the future.